Hello everyone, and welcome to my new endeavor on this channel. I'm looking forward to you guys joining me on this new endeavor as I indulge in one of my favorite hobbies, which is crime shows and crime research, and combining that with my experiences as Jehovah's Witnesses and the religion itself. One of the many things that Jehovah's Witnesses take pride in, among other things, is being one of the happiest people on this earth. I've also heard growing up as a Jehovah's Witness that no matter where in the world you are, that you are always safe around someone else who is a baptized Jehovah's Witness. Even in their own literature, they discuss how safe they are and how compared to other people, how they're more honest, more truthful, and they are safer to be around when compared to other people. I remember hearing constantly growing up that despite Jehovah's Witnesses not being perfect people, they were always some of the safer people to be around because despite their imperfections, they always had your best intentions at heart. Despite these many claims, Jehovah's Witnesses have been in the media a lot lately, and it hasn't really been for a good reason. In the past couple of decades, a lot of people have come forward with claims that they were sexually abused as children within this organization. In 2015, in the country of Australia, in fact, they came up with a royal commission to address these claims because they discovered that there were thousands of cases out there where there were people who were accused of sexually abusing children within the organization, and of all those cases, none of them were reported to the police. And in many other countries, including the United States, there are numerous lawsuits and criminal cases that are out there of people who have claimed to be sexually abused while they were in the organization. In the past few years, some Jehovah's Witnesses have even been accused of other crimes, such as fraud and theft. But there are some cases where Jehovah's Witnesses have been accused of doing even worse, even up to the ultimate crime, murder. So on this endeavor, I am going to explore these cases, and I'll also discuss how their religion had an impact in their decisions to create such heinous crimes. So if you're a crime buff and you enjoy watching crime shows as a hobby, I hope you enjoy taking this journey with me. Please stay tuned.